Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the
Morning. Al Roker should be calling us here shortly, and we still have Beat the Bank coming up in about 30 minutes.
Cool.
Just over 30 minutes. I have an update for you guys with the whole Ryan Cabrera Kid Craddock dream that I had.
Oh, please, because this question was asked to me more than any other.
Are you serious?
Or this subject was brought up to me more than any other over the weekend.
So a little, the backstory is I had a dream last week, middle of the day, like 1:30 in the afternoon. I fell asleep, had a dream with Kid Craddock in it. Kid was playing the piano like he always does in my dreams. Stopped to play for the first time ever in a dream, at least since his passing. He looked at me and he said, "How's Ryan?" No, hey, JC, how's it been going? How's the show? How's Ryan? And I said, Ryan? And he goes, Ryan Cabrera, how's he doing? And I said, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while. And he goes, will you call him and ask him how he's doing? And then turns back and starts playing the piano again. I wake up. I thought it was weird. Didn't call Ryan right away. You know, being a parent gets in the way. I kept going about my day. I thought it was weird to call him because of a dream, because we're dudes.
And that's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like Ryan Cabrera, I was napping.
Yeah.
And
I had a dream about you. It's weird. He's a celebrity. I'm sure he didn't want to. People told me I should have. Maybe I should have. So I wake up the next morning to go to work, and I noticed that I have a missed call and a voicemail from Ryan Cabrera.
Mm-hmm.
That's very weird.
Weird. That's when I was like, okay, something's up. Something's happening. Why is he calling me?
Crazy.
I came to work, told everybody. They're like, dude, you need to get a hold of Ryan. So I texted him, called him. He would call me back. We kept missing each other on and off. Okay. There was a bunch of missing. It was that whole phone tag thing going on.
Okay.
So on Friday after the show, I get out of work, and I just dial him again just to see if he answers.
Yeah.
He answered.
Okay.
And the first thing he said was, dude. And I said, what's up, Ryan? He goes, they just filled me in on your dream with Kid. And he goes, bro, he goes, you're going to think I'm lying when I tell you, but I'm not lying. I want you to believe this 100%. And I said, okay, what's going on? He goes, so you had a dream about Kid asking you to ask me how I'm doing, right? And I said, yeah, that's exactly what the dream was. And he goes, that night when I called you, I was sitting around with a bunch of friends and I started talking about Kid. And in the middle of the conversation, talking about Kid, he goes, I don't know why, but I just had the urge to call you. And that's why I called you at 1:30 in the morning that day.
Interesting.
Wow.
And I sat back and I said, that's...
It gives me chill.
That is so weird. And I got the whole goosebumps thing going. I was like, why is... What? But Ryan's fine. He's
good.
Yeah, he's fine. He's working on finishing up an album. And he always tells me that he always has... He thinks about Kid quite a bit. And
it's weird, man. I mean, for you to get that, have that dream, and for him to be randomly. I mean, I guess there are coincidences, but.
There are.
It's so weird,
very
though.
Very weird.
I don't think I've ever had that like that. And I've had, like, my uncle, who I was extremely close to, pass away, but.
Yeah.
And I have dreams about him, but nothing like this to where it connect the two people, and then we both happen to be dreaming about him. He was talking about him. So that's. Finally, we got a hold of each other, and there was something.
It was literally just checking in to say hello, which is what Kid said to do.
I just
thought there might be something like traumatic or dramatic.
Yeah, right?
Going
something going on in his life.
That's what started scaring me when Kelly was bringing that up, and she was very adamant about, no, you need to get a hold of him. Something could be
you
up.
You should. Yeah. You should have.
And you're right. We tried.
But it was nothing.
It was nothing. It was just except for the whole.
We both
somehow contacted him.
I thought maybe you were going to save him from getting on that plane.
Yeah, right?
Wait.
Yeah. Ryan, don't fly. No, it was nothing like that. He's just working on music, and I guess Kid must
nothing.
Have had an inkling. Well,
all right.
It's not nothing.
Something.
Yeah, he was talking about him.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It is.
It's a coincidence.
Very, very.
Anybody watch Donald Trump host SNL?
I've seen a couple of clips of highlights, but I did not.
Yeah,
how was it?
He wasn't in very many skits.
He wasn't.
And the ones that he was in were basically throwaways, I'd say.
The Drake thing, I just saw a clip of it, him doing the Hotline Bling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he did a Hotline Bling thing.
Yeah.
He said the tickets to that show, he's being told that they told him, were the hardest to get in the show's history. I don't know if that's accurate because I'm sure Tracy Morgan was a pretty big deal and the 40th anniversary was a pretty big deal. But enough about that. Let's get somebody on the phone who's on pace to break a world record.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay.
Giving us a hotline bling?
Yeah, he just rang the hotline bling.
All right.
That can only mean one thing. Al Roker's on the phone with us right now. Hey, Al.
Hey guys, we've got a lot of people in the four corners right now, so it's a little hard to hear you, but we are day four of Rokerthon. We're calling this Monster Monday. We're doing 13 states, including Texas.
Yay!
Today in our quest to set the Guinness World Record for 50 states in the District of Columbia in the shortest period of time doing the weather.
Yeah, you're doing it in 1 week. You're going to hit all 50 states in 1 week.
Doing live local weather broadcast. Al, I have to ask you, is there a goat where you're at this morning?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Is there a goat where you're broadcasting from right now? Can you hear me?
Well, I couldn't quite hear you, but...
There's been a goat everywhere he's been. People have brought goats.
Oh. She said people are bringing goats everywhere you appear. Al?
you know, guys, we're going to have to maybe try this again when we get a better... We're in an area where we're on a satellite phone, and I can barely hear you.
Oh, it's okay. We understand.
But anyway... listen, but I hope folks will tune in to the Today Show this morning. Rokerthon, taking America by storm. Go to today.com/Rokerthon, and it'll be a good thing.
All right.
We will see you later.
Okay.
Bye, Al.
Can you give us a weather forecast?
He can't hear us, Al. He can't hear us. So this is the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor
Last
Al.
Last year, they had the first ever Rokerthon, right?
He did 34 hours straight.
Did 34 straight hours of weather coverage. Got a little delirious, so he said, I got to do something different this time.
Okay.
So what he's doing, he started off this past Friday in Hawaii, and every day he's going to broadcast live weather from all 50 states, culminating Friday the 13th in New York City, back home in New York.
Yeah.
So he's going by plane, train, automobile.
Okay.
And this is also supporting charity, Feeding America. So like he said, go to today.com/Rokerthon. And not only can you tune into his journey, but you can also make a donation. That'd be a nice thing to do to feed the hungry during
the holidays.
And the
reason I ask him about a goat is because I'm actually on the Today site right now looking at Rokerthon in the tweet. Someone has been bringing a goat. I don't know why that's become a theme. But he's holding stuffed goats. In Hawaii, someone brought their pet goat.
Oh, I don't know why.
In Spokane, someone brought their goat. So I wanted to ask him if there was going to be a goat. And that's where I was going with that.
All right. So sorry he couldn't hear us, but.
Hey, we heard him, though.
Yeah.
Now back to whatever we were talking about before Al Roker so rudely interrupted.
Yeah, the world record for worst satellite phone connection.
What are you going to do? He tried.
But he's such a pro, you know. Like he knows a news guy doesn't have connection.
He figures, I can't hear them, so I'm going to tell them what I want them to know.
What?
And then I'm out.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
Or was he playing that old when we're dudes and we're trying to get off the phone with our girlfriend? And we're like, oh, baby, I can't hear you. It's horrible service out here. Oh, what?
What?
What? That's probably what he was doing.
Men don't do that.
No.
That way he could get out of the phone a lot faster.
We would never do that.
He was. That'd be smart if he did that. Yeah, but Donald Trump on SNL.
Okay. So did he do the opening monologue, I'm
assuming. He did the opening monologue, and then Taron Killam came out as Donald Trump. And then who's the guy that plays Donald Trump as well? He used to be on SNL as well. I forgot his name, but he came out as well. So
three Donald Trumps.
Yeah, they made fun of
Donald Trump. See Larry David.
Larry David was there. He didn't look very enthused with Donald Trump.
He doesn't look enthused with anything.
Exactly.
Well, he was doing his Bernie Sanders impression, and then he heckled Donald and said he got paid $5,000 to do it, which was actually true.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody said, can you do that? Because they knew he was going to show up as Bernie. And then the skits were just, he did a tweeting skit.
A live tweet
where they were doing a skit and he was live tweeting, but he didn't actually tweet it to his actual Twitter handle. It was just bleh. It was a bland show.
Well, isn't that what SNL usually is, though?
No, because they've had some good home runs.
They've had some home runs, but yeah.
Like Drake was a home run. Bruno Mars has been home run. But yeah.
Well, Donald Trump's not an entertainer like that.
No.
Well, he tries.
Not an entertainer to that level.
Sure. You know?
His daughter made an appearance and tried to make a joke, and no one laughed.
Funny.
Yeah,
there were just icy.
There was a bunch of those moments where there were jokes that he delivered or she delivered, and you're like, ooh, that was borderline racist and not funny.
I bet that has a lot to do with
funny.
It. You know, if the cast isn't a fan of him and the audience isn't either, you want to watch it, but...
Everything that he's on, though, the ratings go through the roof. Or even debates. Debates are interesting, but you just want to see the train wreck that potentially could happen.
Yeah, I watched it.
With Donald Trump. And there's another debate tomorrow. And the Republican, I'm not going to get into that, but, they've been debating about the debate. Like, it's got to be this temperature in the room. And it's just crazy. But you want to watch Donald Trump.
But he went for it, though, when he was... I mean, he didn't mind making himself look silly, so I respect that for sure.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put it up there as the best SNL of all time. Mm. So if you missed it, maybe watch the Jay Farrow Hotline Bling parody that they did. That was pretty funny. Donald was in that.
Okay.
And then definitely Bobby Moynihan's Drunk Uncle was back.
Really?
Drunk Uncle was hilarious on SNL.
You're crushing.
Oh, that's my dude. Yeah. That's my homie. Yeah. That's my Jenna knows. I know. Jenna knows. She was there when the meeting happened.
Fell in love.
We were talking about Kris Jenner's birthday.
Yeah.
And Kanye West singing Happy Birthday to her. We actually have that.
Really?
You guys want to hear Kanye West singing Absolutely. Happy Birthday to Kris Jenner? All right.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
There you go. Not bad.
No.
Actually, way better than I expected it to be for Kanye West. What?
Nothing. I was just moaning.
What?
That was random.
You know me, dog. For years, I have not been a fan of dead air. So when there's nobody's talking, I just.
That's funny.
And I don't know if we'll get Al Roker back on the phone, but we gave you all the information.
That was fine.
It was a shorty but a goodie with Al Roker.
That was fine.
Coming up next, the Kids Kids trip is about a week away.
Yeah, it's a week and a half.
A week and a half away. We'll be headed off to Walt Disney World in Florida with a bunch of families. And you're going to get to meet some of the little ones going on the Kids Kids trip this year. Coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're a week and a half away from going on this year's Kids trip. Yes, it's already here, you guys.
Man, oh man, oh man.
I feel like we just unpacked. In fact, I don't think I unpacked from last year.
Yeah, I think I still have my book bag ready to go.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so packing won't be too difficult for me. But Kids is the organization that Kid Craddock started over 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Started with a bus trip to SeaWorld to San Antonio. And it turned into a trip with 51 families all the way to Orlando, Florida to visit the happiest place on earth, Walt Disney World. Now, we got a plane for the kids, compliments of Southwest Airlines. Everything at Disney World is taken care of because of you, Kid Nation. We did Kids Day, and we raised all that money so that we could send these kids, not just the kids like some charities do, the kids and their families.
That's right.
Mom, dad, brother, sister, sometimes grandma, if that's who takes care of them.
Like JC said, these are kids with terminal and chronic illnesses. And a lot of times, the brothers and sisters, like you're alluding to, they get kind of overlooked in some of these charities. But we try and fill that gap because kids, we're taking the whole family. Everybody gets to enjoy the trip, not just the child with special needs.
And the point of this trip? Creating memories. And you get to see it as well, Kid Nation. As you know, you could go to kidskids.com or to kidnation.com while we're on the trip, and you get to see where your money's actually going.
Yeah.
You don't get to see that with very, very many charities. And we're creating memories because some of these kids may not be around in five years. And the parents could pull out those books and look at those pictures. Mm-hmm. Or if they're having a tough time at the hospital, they could pull out those books and look at the pictures and get that strength back that they get after the trip.
They talk about it for years and years and years.
They still do, man.
Yeah.
We have kids that are adults now that still talk about how this trip changed their life. Let's meet some of the kids that are going on this year's trip, shall we?
Yes. Yeah, we'd like to introduce you to some of the kids that we haven't even gotten to meet yet. And we're looking forward to it. Like Alexis, she's 11. And we learned that Alexis has slept with a stuffed animal of Stitch since she was 2 years old. Oh. So seeing Stitch in real life is going to be a dream come true. Alexis is excited to see all of the parades that she can. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot, yep.
She has a lot of chronic pain, but has a good attitude about it. Alexis says, if I'm going to hurt, I might as well have fun and hurt instead of just staying home and hurting.
Wow.
This is going to be the family's first real family vacation.
Awesome.
A lot of our families have never been on vacation.
What an outlook for a kid. That's
Isn't it
incredible.
Crazy? A lot of our kids are like that. In fact, most of them are like
gonna
that.
Gonna hurt anyway. Yeah. I might as well get out and live life.
So who you got, Kelly?
We're taking Victor, who also likes to be called Angel.
Shout out.
I'm sure he's earned that nickname.
Yeah.
He's 10, he has spina bifida. Now, Angel's favorite characters are Woody and Buzz Lightyear because they're like family and they take care of each other. And you'll be able to find him in the Animal Kingdom, hugging and taking pictures with every Disney character he meets. He plans on being strong enough to play wheelchair basketball and adaptive CrossFit next year.
Whoa, adaptive CrossFit.
Wow. Yeah, and just a little side note, 2 weeks before Angel and his family were told they were going with us to Disney World, their home was broken into.
What?
And it just so happened to be Angel's birthday and the day before he had to go in for rib surgery.
Oh, boy.
So times were already tough financially, and now they've lost a lot of their possessions. So this trip is really coming at the right time for this family. Recovering from surgery, a huge burglary on the kid's birthday.
Can you? And I guarantee you those.
I can't stand
those horrible
thieves.
People.
I can't stand it.
I bet you those horrible people probably saw pictures around the house too, a little Angel. And they still went ahead with it.
People don't care, man.
They don't care.
People don't care.
We got you, Angel. We're going to have fun at Disney World, buddy.
Yeah, we are. Let me introduce you to Connor.
Yeah.
Connor is 11. He has cerebral palsy and epilepsy. He loves John Mayer music. And he loves the Baylor Bears. He's also looking forward to seeing Cinderella's castle at night all lit up. Connor was born 25 weeks early.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wrap your brain around that.
Usually you're pregnant for what, 39 weeks, Kelly?
Well, 40 weeks is full term. Yeah. I had him and Kelly around 38.
Okay.
You know, the longer they stay, the better.
And he was 25 weeks early.
Weeks early. Wow. And only weighed
that's 15 weeks.
1 pound and 9 ounces.
Jesus.
Now, if you
that
have,
is
a,
Lord.
You have a bottle of water in front of you, that's how much he weighed. Like a pound and a half, a little over a pound and a half. Doctors told his family that they should prepare for the worst, but he defied the odds. Connor is now 11 years
old
and wakes up with a smile on his face every single day.
He's my little hero
right
there.
My man Connor.
Waco, Texas. All right, my man Connor.
And he's probably excited that the Bears are now.
The Bears.
They're number 4, I believe, in the playoff polls.
Yep. So he's probably smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big win for the Baylor Bears.
Yep.
Let's meet Nelly.
Nelly
is 8. She has spina bifida. And she can't wait to see the fireworks, the parades, and the Magic Kingdom. She wants to go to there. Her parents say that Nelly has an ability to make everyone around her smile. And she can't wait to finally see Indiana Jones and Beauty and the Beast live on stage at Disney World. We'll make that happen for you for sure, Nelly.
You know, a lot of people think the trip must be really sad. It must be really sad. And there's moments, but there's also moments that you would be shocked because these kids bring such smiles to our faces. Mm-hmm. They have such great spirits, and they're in the best mood to be on this trip.
I'll tell you the saddest part of this trip, when we say goodbye to the kids.
Yeah.
Other than that, we have fun, and these are kids. Remember that. They're kids.
Well, let's be honest. There's a couple that are kind of bad every once in a while.
Of course, that's what I'm saying.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
That's the best part is that they're sick, but sometimes they do. They drive you crazy because they're regular kids.
I'm like,
they're still kids.
Hey,
I love you, but bye.
Get off of my foot.
It's great because even the parents will be like, I'm so sorry, my kids usually don't act like that. And we're like, no, you know what? Good.
They are kids.
It's fine. It is kids. I will let a kid.
Sure.
Normally, when it's your own kid, you let them snot on you, poop on you, whatever. Kids, they can snot on me, poop on me. I don't care because it's kids.
Of course.
You know?
They're kids.
We can handle it. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, they are normal kids, too. They just happen to have chronic or terminal illnesses, but these are still just normal kids.
Of course. Kids. And they act like normal kids, and we love that about them.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a couple announcements here.
We do, because we had a wildly successful year this year for Kids Day in particular. So thank you, Kid Nation, for your generous donations, because we've raised a ton of money to go on this year's trip. And like always, Raising Cane's has been a great partner for Kids. Kid Nation visited Raising Cane's restaurants on Kids Day last month. In a big way, they were giving a portion of every meal sold that day to Kids. And we raised over $31,000.
How about that? Think about that when you're making your chicken finger selection.
That was just on Kids Day from everyone dining in. That amount, along with the $50,000 donation earlier this year from Raising Cane's, makes it over $81,000.
Oh, wow. Way to go, Todd.
Just from Raising Cane's, so thank you. And thanks to Kid Nation for eating there on Kids Day.
And you remember on Kids Day, the people from Enchanted Fairies, Christopher from Enchanted Fairies came in. This is wonderful. They do these little fantasy photo sessions for little boys and girls, or girls and boys,
very
I should say.
Cool.
Mostly girls because of the fairy thing. But they're beautiful portraits. And they do this fundraiser every year where they sell portrait packages and do calendars and online voting.
The voting's where they get a lot of
money. Right. And Just as a brief aside, last year they did it for another organization and raised $70,000.
Very nice.
Which is extremely good.
Very
nice. So this year they say we want to have Kids be the beneficiary. Okay. So on Kids Day at that point, because the fundraising was still continuing, they had presented us with a huge check for $140,000.
Incredible.
Probably the largest one I've seen.
$40,000.
But the online voting for the 2016 calendar was still continuing. Well, now that's ended at the end of October.
Okay.
And we finally have the new amount from Enchanted Fairies.
All right.
What you got?
They have raised over $204,000.
Lord.
Oh.
Lord.
And that's not all. Wait.
Oh.
There's more.
But wait, there's more.
More?
More?
Because, like I said, these are 2016 calendars, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful portraits of these little angels.
Yeah.
And you can pre-order the Enchanted Fairies 2016 calendar for just $10. And 100% of that goes to Kids Kids.
Mm. Did you get that?
So there is no telling how much money can be raised. Chris, this was all Christopher at Enchanted Fairies. Thank you so much.
Way to go, Christopher.
If you
want
to pre-order this calendar, go to Enchanted-, make sure you include the dash, Enchanted-Fairies.com, and I am ordering mine.
Absolutely.
That is incredible.
$200,000 and counting.
Wonderful.
And counting, depending on how many calendars. And 100% of the calendar sales, not partial proceeds, you know, where a dollar from every calendar sold. No, every dollar. It's crazy.
It's nuts.
What a great
guy.
Thanks, Chris.
Enchanted-Fairies.com.
Kelly just had her party with
Enchanted. A little birthday party there. Emma Kelly, I took her there for her photos earlier this year. Gorgeous. And she's like, I want to do my birthday party there. I want my friends to do it with me.
Huh.
So it was it was a long night, but they loved it. The girls loved it.
Good.
Since we're talking about money right now, Shannon handed me this the other day.
Okay.
But it's maybe we could get this much money in the kids' bank account. Have you seen how much Apple has in their bank account?
Yeah, their revenue's insane.
We expect them to have a lot of money.
Yeah. Sure.
But this is ridiculous.
No, I've put some in there.
They have $206 billion sitting in their bank account.
In the bank account.
Yeah. They could theoretically afford to give every single person in the United States $646. $318.8 million people. We'd all get $646.
I would take it.
Which is about the cost of an iPhone.
So they don't wake up in the morning and check their balance.
Oh no. Now remember when there was the Onion came out with that article that said Mark Cuban buys sports.
Yes, he bought all of sports.
Sure.
Yeah.
Apple could actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
Apple could buy sports. They have enough cash to buy every single team from every major sports league in the world.
Well, playing today, the Washington Apples versus the Dallas Apples.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Can you imagine?
To buy all 32 NFL teams, they would pay about $37.2 billion. They still have plenty of money left over. Then they have 29 teams in the NBA. That would cost about $32 billion for them.
Okay.
Then they go over to baseball, buy all those teams, another $36 billion. And then to buy the NHL, about $14.7 billion.
Would they like to buy a sports bar?
That would cost them $119 billion. So they still have plenty of money, enough to go overseas and buy the top 20 soccer teams in the world.
And those are some of the expensive ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Real Madrid and Barcelona, Munich, Manchester United. They could buy all those for $23.2 billion.
Wow.
Man.
That's crazy.
They have enough money to purchase all those teams and then still have $59.7 billion left in cash.
What would you do with that?
Can you imagine?
Mm-mm.
You can buy everything.
No.
And then, but what's the joy in that?
What?
When you know there's not, you know, when you have that kind of money, just imagine you really have that kind of money.
Sure.
And you can do anything you want. Nobody ever tells you no. Boring.
That's
boring.
You
bought everything you want.
Me.
What else can you buy? I'll buy another diamond.
Well, you can't.
Oh, I guess I'll go on another. I mean, it sounds like a fantasy for a minute.
Sure.
But that's why all these rich people are so stinking bored and getting into trouble.
Like, you say you could buy
everything
in the world.
You have nothing to aspire to.
Then there's nothing left for you to buy because you already own everything.
Towards. Sure.
That's the only reason things are so alluring is because they're unattainable.
Right.
Oh,
and I love that feeling of, man, I can't wait another week. I'm going to buy the
anticipation.
The anticipation. That's the feeling.
Of working, waiting to get paid, saving up for something. Yeah, it's much more rewarding that way.
Sure.
That part, looking
forward to
it.
That's why you see all these bored little rich kids. They don't, what do I have to work for? I'm going to have money. And that's why they,
and they didn't even have to work for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't buy happiness.
Looking at your bank account increase, you know, because you're saving up for a bicycle, say, for example. When you're a kid, you're saving, I just need me $160. I can get this new bicycle. I'm almost there. When I was throwing newspapers when I was a kid, I'm almost there.
Yeah,
that's what I look forward to.
It's like the philosophical Chris Jansen once said,
money can't buy happiness,
but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck.
Right, just love it out.
Yeah.
A little bit of the boat song for you.
And see, I sang that both Friday and Saturday.
Of course you did.
Imagine that.
Why wouldn't you? Hey, it's time to play Beat the Bank. Now, it's not $206 billion.
No.
But it could be up to $1,000 if you get in and play. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play Beat the Bank. We'll take caller number 13. And it looks like we'll have a little Gwen Stefani action for you as well.
Nice.
Ooh.
Did Big Al Mac bring up Blake Shelton?
Oh.
I don't know. You'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
On Friday, we actually got to catch up with Gwen Stefani.
We did.
I don't know why I cry, but I think it's because I remember for the first time since I hated you.
That angelic voice right there.
It is angelic.
Comes out of the mouth hole of Gwen Stefani.
Oh, that's
what? What? I'm sorry.
You can't say angelic and mouth hole.
I'm sorry.
My mouth hole actually has a big bagel in it right now.
Yeah, there you go, Gwen.
Oh.
The song's called Used to Love You. You can buy it right now, and hopefully we get an album from you here in 2016 coming up. How you doing, Gwen Stefani?
You know what? I'm really good. I feel really sparkly and happy today. I was on my school run, like, listening to my song play on my way home, like on the radio. I'm on the radio right now.
You
like,
still get like, a thrill of I'm hearing still, your music?
Are you kidding me? Like, it's beyond a thrill. Like, I get goosebumps. I'm like literally crying on Mulholland in LA, driving, listening to my song, going, how did my life get so extreme?
I love that, Gwen. I've always wondered if huge rock stars like that, if you're alone in your car and it comes on the radio, if you really sit there and listen to it, you know?
Oh, my God. I've never changed the channel. Of course not. It's an honor. It's a blessing. It's a miracle.
Do you roll down the window and hope other people notice?
I'm
that's
like,
Gwen Stefani listening.
The guy next to me, listen, turn it on.
So when you're doing school duty with the kiddo, do you get to cut through the carpool line since you're like a huge star and stuff?
I actually don't get to cut through, but if I want, like, we have like a gate that we go through, and if I want, I can actually park in there and get my kids out where other people don't.
Ooh, VIP carpool.
Hey. Paparazzi, you got to protect your kids.
Yeah.
They used to get mad because I didn't do it because it was kind of disruptive, you know what I mean?
Right.
So we're like literally on the drive, it's like turn on the radio and like they're talking about me. I was like, I got to turn this off. My kids are in the car. Crazy right here.
Be honest, Gwen. When you're in the carpool lane, do you see other celebs? Are there any other celebrity kids that go to your kids' school?
You know who goes to our school? Dave Grohl.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, he's so
funny because I remember Dave and I were doing this event, like a concert thing together, like a few years ago, right before we were going to start kindergarten. And I hadn't seen him. I've known him forever, you know what I mean? And not good, but I've known him. And so I saw him and we were like sitting backstage just talking about all the schools that we were like interviewing for and like, we really ended up in the same class. Like, it's so crazy.
Wow.
And our kids ended up, like, you know, crushing on each other and, like, like, you know, in kindergarten. And it was, like, it's been really fun. We both have three kids. So.
And do y'all have, like, celebrity kids play dates? Because I seem to remember your kids having a play date. Was it with Brad and Angelina's kids? No, it was the Beckhams. Wait, I seem to remember photos of, like, celebrity kids play dates.
What happens is, like, you get to know other people that actually, like, you know, have careers and similar...
Yeah,
you know, things, and then they have kids, and then...
Yeah, that's what you have in common.
Like, I'm going to have a celebrity play date, because they're a celebrity, but
that's my fantasy.
A B-list play date.
That's my fantasy, though, to be invited to a celebrity play date.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, do you ever have, like just accountants
at
your house?
Like, Kingston, do you want to have the normal kids over today?
One of my daughter's favorite stories, she doesn't remember it, was when you were doing one of your solo tours when you were on a break from No Doubt, and you were, your Kingston was just a baby.
Yeah.
And my daughter was a baby, and they had me go out and interview you. And I was like, I don't have a sitter for my kid. So I had to take my baby with me. And you couldn't have been more nice and understanding about it.
Aww.
Because you had, Kingston was there, I believe, in a little playpen. And Emma Kelly was there in her little pink bunny bib.
Right.
And you were just so nice about
it. I had so much fun because having my first baby and then taking him when he was like 8 months to go on tour around the world.
Yeah.
I mean, I went everywhere. Like, I think I ended up in like Prague or something. Like at the end. Whoa. Like. And he got to go. I have pictures of him in every like country, and
that's
he doesn't
cool.
remember. But he's like into it. Like he's like, I've been there.
Kingston was the cool kid. Like he's the first kid I remember being like, that is a stylish kid.
Yeah.
He still is a cool kid. He gets cooler and cooler. I'm so honored to be a mom and like to get to experience that. I'm so lucky, and this is crazy. It's so crazy, too. Now I have this new music out. Like, it's so fun to watch the journey, too, because they're so aware and they've been so rooting for me. You know what I mean? So I was like, the day that it came out, I'm like, it was on the radio. And they were like, oh, my God. Like, they can't believe it. And then I was like, it's on iTunes and then it's going up. And it's like, it's number 14. It's number 13. It's number 11.
Oh,
my God,
cool.
It's number 2. Like, it's such a big deal for the family. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
I love that you keep it real, Gwen. Like, a lot of people try to act too cool, but we know secretly that they sit there and they hit refresh on the iTunes chart to see
they're
how
excited.
High it's going.
Are you kidding me? I, like, literally had my phone just like, I mean, it wasn't just me. Like, I have all my peeps, like, all my homies. Like, everybody's texting me, and it's a huge deal.
It
it's such a huge deal because, you know what, like, to be part of music is just such a blessing. And you know, for so many years, like, songwriting for me is what really defines me and makes me feel, like, worth anything. And it's my gift, you know? So, like, when it doesn't work or you can't write a song or you write a song that is not good or whatever, which you do, you know, but you go through phases. But I guess because of going through such a crazy time in my life and unexpected trauma, like, it just opened a channel up for me. And that's like the silver lining in such a terrible time, like, is to be able to have the songs and be able to songwrite. I would be stabbing myself in the face right now if I didn't have these songs. Like, I mean, I don't even know. It's the one thing that's brought me so much, like, relief and joy. And then to have the song come out kind of in real time where, you know, I only wrote that song, like, maybe a month and a half ago. So
wow.
It's, like, it's out. And, like, people are giving me so much love and comfort. And it's really interesting to me because, you know, people just really pick up on what's real and what's honest and what's truthful. And that's crazy about society, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's at the end of the day, like, people can say all these crazy whatever they're going to say, make up gossip or whatever, but when a song comes out that is pure and true and honest, I can feel that. Like, it's resonating with people, and people are, like, it makes me have so much comfort. So I'm so grateful.
Well, it did come out so quickly and so organically, but was part of you like, whoa, I don't know if I'm ready to share this part of my soul yet? Because it happened so fast, you almost didn't have time to think about it.
No, it feels like a gift from God, so it felt like the right thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I take responsibility for it. Like, when a song like that happens, it's definitely channeled, and it was meant to be. And it's interesting, like, even after I played it on Ellen, and I was in the parking lot at Bob's Big Boy with Kingston, and we were trying to get in, and we couldn't get in. It was so crowded, and this lady comes up to me. She has her kid at the same age as him, and she literally starts crying in my face, like, I've been listening to this song all day, and I can't imagine what you're going through. And I'm like, I'm literally, like, putting my hand across my neck, like, don't say it, like, stop. Like, my kid's, like, right
here.
Like,
yeah.
But the point being is that it helps people, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that is so incredible, and I've been able to have that in my life, like, all, you know, all the songs that I've written through the years, and people's reaction, and what music means to people, and to be on the other side of being the person that's sharing their life and writing it, and then being able to, like, give it and then receive back is just, it's an honor.
It's like you get to show people that, oh, man, I'm really not the only person going through this. You're the voice. You're the platform to let people know that.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm not the only one going through it. Do you know what I mean? Because then when people hear it and relate to it, it's like, yeah, they're relating.
Are you still in a big songwriting phase right now? Because People Magazine just reported that you wrote a country song.
Wow, that's so crazy. God, God, people just make up stuff.
Right? It's like all
they
of a sudden,
did.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
not making that. They wrote that she wrote a country song.
Well, also, just the whole fact that, like, they say, like, I'm confirming stuff. Like, I never said nothing. Like, people just say stuff.
So but, you didn't?
It's fine. It's funny to me. It makes me laugh. But it also is, you know, it's whatever. I mean, I've listened to bluegrass and folk growing up because my parents are like crazy Bob Dylan, like bluegrass festivals when we were kids, the overalls, the whole thing. But country, not so much.
Yeah.
The closest I think was like my first ever country concert I went to was actually my first concert I ever went to, which was Emmylou Harris. At the Palomino Club here in L.A. back in the day, they pulled me out of Girl Scouts, and like I got to like leave early and go to this concert, and it was crazy because Emmylou Harris was so beautiful with this long hair. And
yeah,
she's like, "Hi everybody, like I'm gonna take a little break from my concert now because I got to go back and nurse my baby." Just like giving birth.
Wow, TMI.
That's hilarious.
It was just like. I got chills thinking about it because then later in my life I got to do a cover with her on a cover of Vanity Fair with a bunch of women and she was there and I got to tell her that story. That was like such a huge, like, big deal for me. And so it's interesting that now I get to a point where you're like asking me if I'm writing country music.
Right. I'm pretty sure you go through the store and you see magazines with, you know, stories written about you and it's like you're reading fiction about yourself. Is that how you feel sometimes, Gwen?
I think the craziest thing is when my kid comes home and says, "Hey, Mom, I heard that your flirting is getting out of control." What is happening right now? You're not allowed to go to grocery stores.
No, stop going to grocery stores, little man.
That's amazing.
Well, we're excited. The Voice going strong for you. I hate that you have to take a season
off. Yeah, please
don't.
I don't want Christina. I want you, Gwen.
We should all petition. Like, you guys should start tweeting. Or
make Adam take a break for a season.
No.
That would be weird.
Keep it the way it is.
Or just take the chair. Take the chair so Christina doesn't have one. Just
say, I think that me and Christina's bottoms could both fit in one chair.
Yeah, why not?
Like, we could both be in one chair.
Well, we love you on The Voice, and we love your single, Used to Love You, available now. And there is a new album coming next year, right?
It is, yeah. I think I wrote a whole record in like 8 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's going to be raw.
Writing, so it's pretty exciting.
Great. Well, we're excited. You're so great to talk to us again.
Yeah, Gwen, from the time I met you at backstage at a concert when I was in high school to when I got to interview you when I got in radio to now, you're the same person. I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thanks, you guys. Oh, my God, I'm so lucky. I don't even understand it.
We're the lucky ones, Gwen.
Thank
we get
you,
to
Gwen.
Talk to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Gwen Stefani.
Bye.
I don't know why I cry, but I think it's because
I had to hurry up and get that because I knew Al was going to say something.
I was chopping you were
gonna
at the do, bit.
What were you going to ask, Al?
I was just going to ask. I didn't know how.
You didn't even know how you were going
to
work.
The first thing that came to mind was, are there any other country shows that you'd like to go, start talking
about? So you're going to do the dumb guy question.
I thought mine was kind of subtle enough about the country music.
That was good. Excellent. You threw it in there.
It was subtle.
People Magazine country
People
song.
People Magazine did put it out.
And here's what we got from that all that is false.
Well,
she said people are saying that.
I don't know if she was being sarcastic or not.
Not all of it, because she is, holding hands. She says, like, her confirming is not happening, but I don't know.
Who confirmed, though?
Her rep.
But she's just saying.
She hasn't said anything.
Exactly. So doesn't she have to tell her rep before the rep says something?
I don't know.
See? I feel like
maybe
somebody
tripped up the rep.
I let people down by not asking something about Blake.
No, because it would be awkward. We don't want to make Gwen Stefani feel awkward.
She's too nice, Al.
She's real enough, and she's honest about so much. It's like, why? What are you going
to
learn?
And look at the relationships here on our show. It's hard to have a relationship on the radio. Imagine being Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. Let that at least develop. Let them have
breathe.
A good time. Let it breathe. Don't ruin it for them before it gets going, if it is anything.
How am I going to ruin anything?
You ruin everything.
I'm not going to ruin anything.
Celeb fill lately, Al?
Yeah,
you've been so lucky.
Since we couldn't ask Gwen the hard-hitting questions because we were just too nice. Who are you going on a date with this weekend, Kelly?
What?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you missed our Gwen Stefani interview, we'll have that up at kidnation.com. We basically learned that out of those reports, she hasn't said anything herself.
I was kind of scared.
She hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
Kelly will catch you up with all the celebrity gossip. Speaking of gossip, coming up here with the Showbiz Top 5 in about 20 minutes. And Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Over off to my right, wearing those short shorts.
not that short, but anyway.
Those shorts are pretty short.
Yeah.
You do one active thing, and then you're showing off the thighs.
He's wearing jogger shorts, isn't he?
Yeah, he's wearing they're skinny shorts.
I'm TV from the waist up, and I'm workout from the waist down. Yeah,
Someone asked if they're chubbies, Kelly's photo, and I don't know. What are chubbies?
Chubbies are the short shorts.
No, they're Lululemon.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, those are Lululemons?
Yeah.
They're purple.
They're girls.
Jogging shorts.
They're maroon.
Yeah.
So...
Alvin is activewear.
I was active over the weekend.
Sure.
I have ziplined in the past. I have been scuba diving. I've taken numerous paternity tests. This was the scariest experience that I've had to date. I went in to rappel a building about 16 floors tall, 16 stories tall, I believe. So 160 feet or so in the air.
Yeah.
So
I would have asked rather than guess exactly how far am I going?
It doesn't matter, Kelly. I mean, one guy
high is high.
One guy asked me, is this the big tall one downtown? I said, no, but over like three stories, I don't think there's much of a difference. So I get there. I look up at the tall building. I see the little ropes hanging down like you see the window washers and stuff. And I'm like, wow, I got to go up there. This is really going to happen. So I go in this room and they harness you up. They put harnesses and belts and stuff all around you, and they give you this little
safety
helmet that's about that thick.
I mean, if you're gonna fall, a helmet's not really gonna do anything, you know. Yeah. Like you could probably go helmetless.
Well, what it does is it keeps your
What's the point?
Yeah, like why wear a helmet?
It keeps your brain from splattering if you hit the ground.
I guess maybe it's. I guess maybe if you hit the if you fall to the side in the building, I don't know.
Or hit the,
I don't
know. If the wind comes and he hits the building.
So speaking of wind, it's windy up there on the top of this building. This is Saturday morning.
And why were you doing this again?
It's for Special Olympics.
Okay.
And you get sponsors and people donate money.
For a good cause.
Yeah, for a good cause. So, and I'm kind of a scary person. I don't know if y'all knew that about me. I'm not extremely brave, but I like to do stuff at the same time. So anyway, I'm all harnessed up, and they put you on they give you a quick little training thing. And then it's time to go over to where the three or four guys are that are going to push you off the building.
Now, when you rappel, I've seen guys that go, you either go backwards with your back to the ground because you don't want to see how high you're up, or you can go forwards, right?
I've
never seen that. I was facing the building.
Yeah.
I was facing the people that are assisting me.
Yeah.
They're great guys. Appreciate y'all. So I'm sitting with my butt on the ledge of this building. I do not look down. I swear to you, I don't think I looked down once. So I'm sitting with my butt there, and my feet are, he says, stand up. And I'm holding on to this triangular contraptions, like pole, metal poles. And
sure.
So I grab that. He goes, stand up. I'm like, no.
You're supposed to stand up, Al.
I don't want to stand up. So finally he convinces me to stand up. And I'm still holding on to the poles. Now I have a rope that I'm rappelling on. And I have a what they call a safety rope. So I was like, he goes, let go of the pole. I'm like, no, I don't want to let go of the pole. So I go, well, where do I put my hands once I let go? He goes, on the rope. One goes back behind your butt, basically.
Yeah, the safety rope.
And the other hand is in front of you. One is kind of for the slack, I guess.
Because so, you can release the slack on your own, right?
You've seen it. Yeah, you do it on your own. So...
You could technically, if you release too much, slide all the way down the building.
Well, you have
sure
technically, but you have this little safety thing that if you're sliding down too fast, it'll stop.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting worked up again even telling this.
But you kind of have to hold your own body weight a little bit, right?
So, sure. Yeah. So
you feeling
so
good about that croissant you had for breakfast on Friday?
This is still about the amount of time that it took for them to talk me into letting go of the pole. I'm serious, Kelly. So I let go of the pole and I grabbed the rope. Now I'm in kind of a squatting position, still on the ledge. Now he goes, kick out. No.
That's the funnest part. Now you can kick out and dive down.
No. I'm not going to kick that out.
Then you slam back into the building.
That's why you got legs.
What? This does not function. This is not computer in my head.
No, it makes no sense.
It's not computer in my head to go down this building. So I'm trying. So I kick out just a little bit, just enough to let my body.
Were you crying
yes.
a little bit?
Is that why you didn't tape it?
And so I'm kind of turning a semi-flip, but I know I'm secured by the rope. And then my body, like you're supposed to like walk basically down the building.
Yeah.
But my first step, I kind of get in a fetal position.
And he spins.
And wow. So I'm against the building like this.
Well, this is good for us watching you.
Al, you're going to break our.
I'm like. it looked like I just slammed up against the building.
Yeah.
Like a fly crashing into the glass.
Yeah. So then he goes, stretch your legs out. No, I don't want to do that.
Well, at this point, can they just lower you down?
No. You
got to rappel down. Yeah.
There's this little gear thing that you release, and then that lowers you. So it's all on me. It's windy, and I'm like, okay, I try to extend my legs, and the thing has me. Like, I'm sitting in this little harness thing, and so now I got to release. This is like being up on that bungee, and you push the button to make you.
Yeah,
it's the scariest thing. So I try to do it, and I release a little bit, probably an inch. I go an inch down. I'm like, okay, I think I can do this.
Yeah.
So I just gradually kind of release this little gear thing, and it lowers you down. And I did not look down one time. And I have a GoPro on. You can watch on Kid TV.
I'm surprised you made
it to work.
It's
basically the building.
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
Al's not giving us any sights.
You
won't look at anything.
I was so scared, Kelly.
So it's just a tan wall you get to see.
They're going to send me a video of there was a cameraman up on top looking down at me and one below looking up, but I don't have that footage yet. But man, I'm not lying, y'all. This was the scariest thing. It took me about 10 minutes, I guess. And I could kind of faintly hear the people, yay, Big Al, yay. And then, like I said, if you go too fast, I guess maybe halfway, kind of got a little bit of a hang of it. And I pulled a little gear down, and I got stuck.
Uh-oh.
And so I'm up there about five stories up, and I'm stuck. And I don't know what to do. And the guy comes on, hey, you need to do blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, come get me.
Did you make them come get you out?
No.
They have like a fire truck there with a big ladder to let you walk down if you got stuck?
I didn't see one.
Because, I mean, how high can those ladders possibly go?
Yeah. So finally I figured out how to get myself unstuck.
Oh, my gosh. I would have I couldn't have done it.
Oh, wow.
I would have written a very big check to the charity and said, thank you for this opportunity, but no.
And then, of course, little 16-year-old kids, yeah, I just did it 3 times.
Of course.
They don't know they can die.
Some lady walks
up. They know you could die.
Did it, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
And the SWAT guy at the bottom, because SWAT guys do this without the safety rope, from what I hear. Because they know how to do it.
BA.
And they know how to have to shoot a gun while they're doing it and all this kind of stuff. So I finally landed back down on Mother Earth and my 2 feet on the ground, and I hugged people and I left. And it took me about an hour to gather myself.
It has to be uncomfortable too in that harness for a guy.
Yeah. Oh, extremely.
It is. And all your junk gets kind of swished around.
But you're so nervous, you probably don't even feel it
until
it's over.
Feel about it. Yeah, you don't feel it till it's over. But it was, thank you, Special Olympics, for inviting me.
But never again.
Special Olympics.
This glowing endorsement. People, they loved it. People loved
it. You did not love it.
It's probably not my thing. I've done it now.
You did.
If they wanted Daredevil, they should have gone with like me or Jenna.
But good for you, Al.
I did it.
You did. Good job, Al.
It's done.
Conquered your fear of heights.
It's done.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Had me there, didn't you? Thought I wasn't working. Thought I wasn't ready, didn't you?
Thought I wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready.
Little Kevin Hart right there for you. I think we need a camera placed just on Kelly's facial response to each of Al's songs. And then we got to play it back for Al so he knows if his song was good or not.
Oh, I can see her out of my peripheral.
It's in the peripheral?
Peripheral.
It's in there?
She's in the peripheral.
All right. Hey.
That was okay.
Let's meet our contestant this hour. Desiree Ronquillo.
Yes. Hi.
What's up, Desiree?
What's up, Des?
Hi.
Hey.
What are you doing right now? Are you at work already?
I just got to work.
Are you old enough to work?
Yes. Okay. I'm 23.
Right. What do you do for work?
I'm a receptionist for Mobility Healthcare.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Are you single?
No.
You got a boyfriend?
I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Do your thing, man.
Hey, Desiree, what's your favorite song on the radio right now?
My favorite song has to be "Hello" from Adele.
Oh, yeah.
JC's favorite too.
I can't
too.
Help it. I always want
do
to
you do that?
Lana Richie.
That's her on the BBC.
There you go. I sing it all the time when I'm driving.
If she's a receptionist, you should do that when you answer the phone.
I should.
My favorite meme right now is the Adele meme that says, "Just when I thought I was mentally stable again." Yeah. And then it's Adele.
Hello.
Right.
All right, Desiree. Well, we want to win you a bunch of money here with Beat the Bank. Here's how the game works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way, basically making it rain on you.
Uh-huh.
When you say stop, you go ahead and pick up all that money the maker threw your way because that's how much you won. It can go up to $1,000. Even if he says that, you still got to yell stop. Because if it closes on you, you're going to get what, Al?
Nothing.
Nothing, Desiree.
Hello.
Just an Adele song.
Yep.
You're gonna get
just the saddest. Just lock in your room.
Goodbye.
With Adele.
Just like close the door and just like fall into tears. Here.
Turn off the lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we don't want that for you, Desiree. We want you to win. Big Al, how are you feeling this hour?
After the $1,000 outing that we had last hour,
sure.
I'm feeling extremely mediocre.
Yeah, he's been writing down his predictions.
Oh, is he?
He can't say it out loud. I don't think that'd be right.
No. But I'm just telling you guys. I'm sure you guys what I'm thinking. Okay. Extremely mediocre. That's
how he's feeling.
Desiree, I don't know. Girl.
But last time he wasn't feeling so good either, and it went all the way to $1,000.
Yeah.
So
we
don't really know. But Al's gut's saying mediocre.
Mediocre today.
Yeah.
Is what I think.
Okay.
But good luck, okay? Get as much as you can.
You got this, Desiree.
Thank you.
Got it.
All right.
Let's get ready and let's play
Beat the Bank.
$50.
Ooh.
$130. $220. $250. $420. $470. $530. $610. $700.
$810.
Whoa.
Desiree with the nerve of steel.
I was wrong.
Yo, I was
out at 610. I would have said stop.
Yeah. My prediction, for the record, my prediction was 570. So, and I was wrong. I was dead wrong.
This was definitely not mediocre. This was.
I think Al rappelling down a building
scared the bazookas
out.
Yeah,
I'm still watching the video on KTV. Got me a little freaked out again. Anyway,
forget rappelling. It's all about you, Desiree. You just won $810. Yay. What are you gonna do with that money?
My daughter's birthday is coming up, and she's gonna be 4. So you know, gotta spoil the princess.
There absolutely.
Hashtag spoil the princess.
What's your little girl's name?
Her name is Leilani.
Leilani, happy early birthday, and you're going to get a big present from Mama.
Sure is.
Well, let's see how far I would have gone.
Yeah, just for fun, Desiree. You got $810.
It'd be funny if it goes to 1,000 again.
No way.
Mm-hmm. $930.
Mine?
Wow.
It might.
Yep.
We've never had that happen.
I've never seen that coming.
Banker's being tricky.
Same.
Yeah, the banker was being tricky on it.
You're a wise woman, Desiree.
You got almost all of it.
Yeah. Good job, Desiree.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. We'll get you all set up.
Wow.
Beat the Bank again tomorrow morning, 7:20, 8:20 Central. We play twice a day.
I can't wait to hear what Big Al feels on Thursday.
Oh, what is Thursday, Kelly?
$10,000 Thursday. We play Beat the Bank twice, and each time the vault could go up to $5,000. It could, but it can close at any time. And Al, we were talking, you know, off the air, and he's like, it's too much pressure. I don't even know if he'd feel really guilty.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
If they listened to him and it was wrong.
Oh, man.
That's she didn't listen to you this time, and she came out a winner.
Smart woman. Not listening to me sometimes is the best solution.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get text messages and tweets and Facebook comments from you, Kid Nation, all the time.
It.
I got this one right here from Victoria.
Okay.
At Jenna Page. That's Jenna Owens.
Hey.
Whatever happened to the date with Ari Jr.? Just thought about that right now. LOL. Hashtag just curious. Follow-up tweet.
Oh, I haven't responded to the first one. Okay.
Yeah, follow-up tweet from @RE Jr.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Jenna, make a move already. Side look emoji, winky face emoji.
Oh.
Ooh!
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna.
Yeah.
He want y'all, Jenna.
Oh, Ari Lewandowski, you're on my poop list now.
Why?
Why?
Yeah. Why is he on your poop list?
I liked him first. I was like the pro Ari campaign. Jenna's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I was
see, that just shows
I was,
you
like,
just
trying to get into the Bachelor. What do I get?
What am
Nothing.
I supposed to do? The only reason I haven't reached out more is because he's long distance and I want to be in a relationship locally.
He's got a right.
See, I don't care. I'll just.
I want to be local. I want to be
local.
Throw
me up against the wall once. I'm done. I'm
so
out.
What if he set his eyes on you now?
Oh, I'm good with it, yes.
Yeah.
You don't mind some little gentle scraps?
Well, why don't you jump in there?
We haven't hung out. So.
Twitter jacket. Yeah, just get on Twitter and just boom.
Kelly, go. This is me making a move.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I've already, you know, what more can I do? I campaigned for him to be the Bachelor. And obviously that wasn't enough. Yes, he knew.
Jenna, can you tell Ari that Kelly tried to get him?
No, it's okay. I'm out. I'll let you have him.
No.
Because it was mine to give.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.